In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Our lecture now, titled Recognition and Mission. There is intimate relation between the recognition of oneself and the mission one should do in his life. When you recognize who are you and for what you have been created, you can know correctly what's your mission in this life. You know, the meaning of recognize, I think it comes from the word that means that you think again, cognize, to consider or to find out something. So just rediscover, re-find out, know what's the plan of God for you. First of all, what is recognition? Recognize God's parenthood. You know, we always pray, Our Father who art in heaven. So we consider the meaning of Abana Allazi, our Father. But actually, we do not know exactly what that this means. We do not enjoy the parenthood of our Father God enough. That's why we lose our mission. If we very much convinced that God of this whole creation is our Father, this will affect everything in our life. Our attitude to the people around, our hopes and goals, our weaknesses, our self-image, or everything will be affected by the discovery of the parenthood of our Godfather. You know, it was written, it's written, be holy, for I am holy. So as a father, you know, any father can talk to his son saying, be like me, because I'm good, you should be good. I'm holy, you should be holy. So we are, you know, invited to be holy, to live as saints, because our Father God is holy. That's why this invitation to be holy is not for some Christians, it's for all the people believed in Him as Father. Also written in Matthew chapter 5, therefore you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Just as any kid will look up to his father, imitating him, considering his image, trying to be as good as him. So this is the story of Christianity. If we believe in God as Father, you will fight for being as holy as Him, as perfect as Him, as good as Him. Also, when you reconsider this meaning of the God's parenthood, you will find also the meaning of your Father know the things you have need of before you ask Him. When you recognize that God is our Father, now no need to worry, no need to think of the whatever earthly matters. I mean, no need to think of the future, no need to think of money, no need to think of health, no need to worry about the kids, about the business, whatever, because He cares for everything. Just we will care for one thing, that's His will. What His goal, what does He want from us? That's only the one thing we may think of. So it's an easy life, much easier life to live enjoying the parenthood of God. Those who are missing this meaning, usually they are very much busy with many things that just some type of worries and anxiety and struggles, no need for all of this. Also written in Matthew chapter 6 in the Sermon of the Mountain, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Why you should go to your room and then close the door and talk to your Father? It's like in each time you go praying alone, you recognize again the parenthood of your Godfather. You rediscover that the Holy God, our God, is our Father. He is in control of everything. So everything around is working for your safety, for your security, for your goodness. So this is, you know, the key of praying. That's why he ordered us, whenever you pray, just say our Father. Start praying by saying so, to recognize again. This is the solid truth we are standing on, that God is our Father. So we are the happiest creatures ever. We are living an easy life. We do not need to care for anything but His will. He cares for every single detail in our life and the surroundings. Also, you know, if we recognize this parenthood of God, you know, you will have like three main pillars in your spiritual life. God as model, as icon, as the standard. You look up to Him all the time. So this is Christianity. We are aiming to change ourselves to be as like as our Lord Jesus Christ, because He is the real image of the Father, the exact image, the perfect image. We are not perfect yet, but with the power of the Holy Spirit living in us, we are trying to come nearer to this image. This is the whole story of Christian life. It all, you know, all started from the recognition of the parenthood of God. The second pillar is God is our reference, which means that you refer back to God in every single thing. Whatever you are busy with, you can ask Him. Whatever you ask, just go and ask Him. Consider Him as the major reference in everything. Also, being Son of God, He is in full responsibility upon you. He is fully responsible. So you need not to care of everything. Just rely on Him. Let Him manage everything. He is in full control. You know, it's always saying that the word Father means He is the Almighty. He can do whatever. Also, He knows everything, and He is the loving person, the most loving one. So by reviewing all the time love, wisdom and power, we are very safe. We are in good hands because of His love, His power and His science or His knowledge or His wisdom. So just recognize this meaning. How can one recognize the parenthood of God? I wish to tell you one exercise to do. When you start Abenelezio, when you start saying our Father, why don't you just 1 minute, give 1 minute, 1 minute is too much, half minute, saying our Father in a quiet way, in a slow way, just to recognize the meaning. I'm speaking with the God of everything as my Father. This is great. I'm different. I'm over everything in this world because my Father is the real God. And this is Christianity. This is the good news we preach. We tell those who do not believe, you are missing a great thing, that you miss the Father. You are not enjoying the parenthood of God. If you recognize this while praying Abenelezi, while thinking of the meaning, while talking to God all the day round, in every single aspect in your life, you can now enjoy your life more, and then you can know what's the mission. Second point I would say, we need to recognize God's presence within you. You need to recognize God's presence inside you. You know, we always imagine by our thought that God is there, out there, in heaven, in the surroundings. But usually we forget the truth we believe in, that God is not only there in heaven, but no, after incarnation, after the Holy Spirit dwells in us, now God is inside me. His Holy Spirit lives in me. And this is a major point, because by recognition, this by recognizing that I'm living as a temple for God, God is living inside me. These eyes are not mine anymore. This mind shouldn't be mine anymore. These hands shouldn't be mine anymore. This is the hands of God, because He is working by me, inside me. You know, I'm telling you the word recognition, because I consider this meaning. We know by theology that the Holy Spirit dwells in us in the Myron Sacrament, but how many of you enjoy this truth, this kind of truth? But we do not enjoy the truth, because we do not recognize how great is this truth. This is also good news, that you are telling anybody, now you are not normal human being, you are more than a Superman, God is living in you. You know, it's written in Corinthians chapter 3, do you not know? Do you not know? It's exactly what I mean. Recognize. Consider again. Think again carefully. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Don't you know this? Why you miss this? Why you forget this? This will affect everything in your life, in your talk, in your behavior, in your relations, if you just keep this inside your heart and mind. Also written in Colossians, to them God will to make known that are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So look to this, the hope of glory is related to the truth of Christ in you, and not in the Jews only, but even to the Gentiles. The Holy Spirit was given to the Gentiles when they believe in Christ and they get baptized. Also written in the second epistle to Corinthians chapter 3, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Look to this. The Spirit of the Lord, who is living inside us, is working all the time to change us from glory to glory, from step to step. He is growing up in, helping us to grow up to the complete image of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is His work. So as far as the Spirit of God lives in you, He is always pushing you forward to live the perfect life of Christ, because He is pushing in the same way at the parenthood of the Father. If you recognize the truth of God is the Father, and recognize the truth of God is living inside me by His Spirit, it's the same way I should be like Him. I should be holy, because now He is living in me and He is also my Father. The third truth. Now, before the third truth, I would revise this, you know, by dwelling of the Holy Spirit. You need to make it like firing all the time. The Holy Spirit, when dwelled on the apostles on the Pentecost, it came like fire, right? Everybody saw it, saw the Holy Spirit as fire. So this is the nature of the Holy Spirit. We need to be hot. We need to be strong in praying, in faith, in preaching, in loving each other, in everything, because this is the power of fire. There is some fire inside you. And if you put it down, this stands against the nature of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is firing everything, firing your passion, your love, your mind towards the love of God. So you need to enjoy this truth of the temple of the Holy Spirit by praying continuously, by loving continuously, by submission continuously. I mean, these are the three pillars of working with the Holy Spirit, to make it always working inside yourself. You need to pray more and more, and the Holy Spirit pushes you into loving God and people. So while loving, always loving, the state of loving, this goes with the Holy Spirit nature, and also by submission to the word of, to the word of God, to the voice of God, this also goes with the Holy Spirit guidance. The third point, the third truth, we need to recognize that the possibility of being attached to God. You know, we need to be attached to our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ became man, so he united with our human nature. We became one with him. So his goal is to be always united with him. So Father God is our God. Holy Spirit lives in us. And our Lord Jesus Christ is our groom. It's the one who we need to be united all the time. So it's written, you know, my soul follows close behind you, your right hand upholds me. Also it's written, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. This kind of abiding in him, this is the third truth we need to recognize. I'm invited to be in one good relation with the Lord Jesus Christ. He lives in me by his Holy Spirit. I'm becoming attached to him by the sacraments, by the praying. So this truth will help me to change a lot. Also it's written, you know, whatever you do in word or deed, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So you know, the prayer of the Jesus prayer, it started with this sentence, because Saint Paul was saying, whatever you do, even whatever you say, consider naming the Lord name, consider naming Jesus name while doing whatever. So this is, you know, the key of Jesus praying all through the these thousand years. To get attached to Christ, we need to repeat the name of Jesus Christ all through the day. And I'm reminding you, this is the easiest way for praying and the deepest one. Just name the Lord's name. I remember one day I went to the prison visiting the prisoners before one of the feast, I guess the Christmas, and we were making a mass for the Christian there. And you know, most of them were ignorant and were tough persons. Some, they are not easy, but you know, they know nothing about Christianity, most of them. So I found out that the easiest way to help them to pray is to teach them, Ya Rabbi Yesu al-Masih, irhamni an al-khat, my Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me, I'm the sinner. And we started saying this tens of times, and they were very much happy, because for their first time, they know how to pray. Some of them even did not know Abhan al-Lazi quite good. But they enjoyed this small sentence, this little prayer. They felt that it has everything. Now I know God because I know His name. Now I'm asking for His mercy for whatever I have done in my life, and also I'm confessing I'm a sinner. So as if they do everything needed. By saying so, they have completed the prayer. They are getting attached to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now they are firing the Holy Spirit inside themselves. They start to enjoy the parenthood of God by just saying this simple sentence continuously. Also, to get attached to the Lord, you need to be in a continuous discipleship. That's why we put the discipleship story before this session. Because when you stay always in the stand of discipleship, you always in a status of learning, listening, wanting to change, asking for more. This kind of discipleship attitude will help you to get more and more attached to the Lord. Also, by having the Eucharist regularly, you will enjoy this attachment. The fourth point, the last point, if you recognize the parenthood of God, the fatherhood of our Father God, if you recognize the meaning of the temple of the Holy Spirit, if you recognize the unity with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you recognize these things, you reconsider these things, you think thoroughly in these truths, easily you can reach the last step of recognition, is to know your mission. Now you know why you are here. You are here on earth, I mean. Why you were born again through baptism? Why God chosen you to be His son? What's your mission in this life? Now it's easy to find out this goal. It was written in John 17, they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. So in the eyes of the Lord, you are not as human beings as others. You are more than this. You are not just men. No, men are sons of Adam, and Adam die. So sons of Adam will die. But you are much more than this. Now you are not Bani Adam in our Arabic. You are not the usual sons of Adam. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Now you are like Christ, Christ-like. So you shouldn't be of this world. You are different. Also, he was praying, saying, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world. Although you are different, but our Lord is not asking that you should get out of the world because you're different. No, just stay, although you are different, but that you should keep them from the evil one. So he's praying to the Father, Father, please cover them, help them to stay away from the devil, keep them from the evil one. Also written in the same chapter, while praying, our Lord Jesus Christ said, as you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. This is the mission. Our mission is exactly the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, because now we should be Christ-like. So our mission in this life is His mission. So it's time to ask ourselves, what is the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because this is ours. Now it's ours. He is the light of the world. Now we are the light of the world. We are having the same mission, because now we are Christ-like people. So look to this. In order to be a real Christian, a true Christian, you should stand different. You should look different all the time. If you are really different, now you are getting closer to the truth. If you enjoy the parenthood of Father God, if you enjoy the dwelling of the Holy Spirit inside your heart, if you you enjoy the unity with the Lord Jesus Christ through the Eucharist and the praying and the repentance, if you are recognizing these truths, you should be different. You cannot do like others do, because you are not like them. You are just the Son of God. You are just the temple of the Holy Spirit. You are just united with the Lord Jesus Christ. So you cannot be like others. You should be different. And being different, you will be rejected. Also, in the same prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 17, he was saying, the world hates them, rejected them, because they are not of the world. So this is kind of truth. The world will not accept us as normal people. The world will reject our behavior, because we are not anymore like them. We are good, not like the world. So we will be rejected. Although rejected, our Lord Jesus Christ were praying that we should stay there. We should be inside the world. We should continue being inside the world. We should be present. So different, rejected, but present. Different and rejected, but still present. Why? Because we have a mission. And this exactly what the icon of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord was different, perfect, was rejected up to the cross, was there, was present, and still present in the world. Why? Because he had a mission. And he is now living inside us. He is living now inside us. Nobody can see Christ now by the eyes, but we are responsible of showing the world his presence through us. And we can never do this unless we recognize we are sons of God as him, we are the temple of Holy Spirit, and we are united to him. What is the mission again? So if you read again the prayer of the Lord, he said, I have declared to them your name. So this is the mission. We should declare the real name of God. Very minimal population now believes in Jesus Christ as real God. And we'll declare it, that the love with which you love me may be in them and I in them. So we are not only declaring the name of the Lord, but also we are helping people to enjoy the love of God and to make them live the life of the Lord. The Lord will live inside them if they accept the belief, if they get baptized, if they have the sacrament of Myron. They will be changed into other temples of the Holy Spirit, so he is inside them and they enjoy the love of the Lord. So this is our first mission, that we preach the love of God. We preach the presence of God inside this world. We preach the good news, God is love. Also, our mission is to preach, like written in Romans 10, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things, the gospel of peace. This is another, you know, another vision, another view of the mission, that people who live away from God, they never enjoy peace. They do not have peace. They live anything but not a peaceful life. Nobody can touch the peace, the real peace, away from God. So we are declaring the way to peaceful life. We are preaching the gospel of peace. When they know God, they will enjoy for the first time the meaning of peace inside their heart. They can get into peaceful relations with people around. They can get peaceful relation with themselves, with the past, with the future, with the minute living. So peace is the gift given through the mission. So we are here to preach love and peace. We are here following the steps of our Lord Jesus Christ to deliver His love to the people and to deliver His peace coming from above to the whole world. Also, you know, we are always preaching the good news. It's written, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God, and also who bring glad tidings of good things. We are always saying good words, preaching good news. So Christians should be always smiling, should be always happy, because they are different, because they enjoy all the day the presence of God inside their hearts and around themselves all the day round, all their life. And they have mission, and the mission is joyful, because we are always in a condition preaching the good news. Lastly, we are aiming by love, peace, good news for the salvation of everybody. It's written, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Nobody can be saved without the knowledge of the truth. What is the truth simply? Now we recognize, the truth is simply God is our Father, and He is ready to be the Father of anybody who believes in Him. This is the truth. The second truth, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, can dwell inside the heart of man if he believes in God and accepts the way of God by baptism and immersion. The third truth we preach, because we recognize that the model, the perfect man before our eyes, is the Son of God. The perfect Son of God is Christ Himself. He became man so we can follow His steps. He became man so we can get united with Him to enjoy His eternal life. This is the truth we preach. And by preaching this truth, we can save people from evil, from the bad ending. We can help them to cross over death and get the eternal life. Glory to God. Amen.